Let us pray. Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. It was evening when he walked into the emergency department at Thomas Jefferson University Hospital. He was immediately admitted to the hospital, the emergency department, and within several hours he had died. I'm not going to go into the details of how he died. Let's just say that AIDS and pneumonia are a really deadly combination. Over the hours that he was in the hospital, while the staff were frantically trying to save his life, his family and extended family started to come to the hospital with him. And the security attempted to helpfully put them in the family room, which was a room just off the entrance to the emergency department where family could wait to hear news about what was happening with their loved ones in the trauma bays and other places in the emergency department. Unfortunately, the family room was meant for about two people, and shortly, about half an hour into his stay there, there were already about 20 people gathered. By the time I arrived, there were 25. And by the time they announced that he had died, there were 40 people there, kind of in the way, in the middle of everything. And as a chaplain, I was tempting to simply keep them contained. I noticed that, in fact, they were pretty good with just one another, and what they needed the most was to stay together. And so when they were invited to go and see his body after he died, I offered to stay with the young ones that they felt uncomfortable bringing back. And so I sat in the family room with two young children. One was about three and the other one was four, while the whole family went to the back to see their uncle and friend and brother who had just passed away. And while I was sitting there, the four-year-old looked up at me from playing with his toy to say, ask me, well, when do you think my uncle's going to die? To which I answered to him, I think he's already dead. And he looks at me and he goes, really, like dead, dead? And then he goes and he lays down on the ground and says, you mean like lay on the down ground, like dead, dead? And I'm like, yeah, I think so. To which he said, I wonder what that feels like. You know, we don't ever talk about death much, except in these rare instances where all of a sudden it stares us in the face and we're forced to wrestle with it. But even in this situation, even in the ED, the emergency department of Thomas Jefferson University Hospital, death was not something to be dealt with. The entire staff in the emergency department had one goal, and that was to get you out of there alive. Even if it was only so that you could go to a floor to die, no one died in the emergency department. And the staff were totally unprepared, shocked, and had so much trouble dealing with the dying. It was as if they believed that no one would actually ever die on their watch. We are like that staff in the emergency department more often than not. We isolate ourselves from death, thinking that we can avoid it somehow. I mean, hardly anyone dies at home anymore. Mostly we go to the hospitals to die or to nursing facilities. And death itself, especially in the medical community, is treated like some sort of disease to be cured. And even in church, we jump to that empty tomb awfully quickly. But of course, that tomb would not exist if it were not for the cross. And the truth is that we're all going to die. The truth is that life is the terminal condition. The truth is that even resurrection cannot happen without the dying first. And it might do us some good to actually talk about death and dying. It might actually help us dispel a few fears we might have. It might actually help us mourn those we love not with us any longer. It might help us to heal if we could learn to sit with our discomfort and fear of sorrow and the unknown. It might actually help us express some hope. Yes, hope. Hope is the mystery of what, hope in the mystery of what death is. Hope in the rest that it might actually be. Hope in the new birth that it may begin. Hope. Because no matter how silent the grave is, something in us hopes. Something in us longs for more. Something in us knows that dying isn't the end of the world. That dying, like being born, is the opening of something new. That in God's work, the cross always eventually leads to an empty tomb. In our reading from Revelation this morning, we get a glimmer of that very hope for us. For all of the saints, all of those called holy by the grace of God. You know, unlike what the Left Behind series and now the movies based on those books might like us to believe about the terrors of Revelation, about the terrors of the end of all things, about the terrors of death itself, Revelation is actually a book of hope. And here in our bulletins today is a glimmer and a glimpse of that vision of hope, a glimpse of that vision of death not being the end, of injustice being no more, of destruction being destroyed, of tears being wiped away, of new life and new hope where everyone, all tribes, all nations, all peoples are gathered at the feast of God. So let us for a moment rest in that hope and that vision. And let us just for a moment stop and consider death. For clearly we do not think that death is the end. No, instead we believe that through Christ and in a living God, we believe that death is letting go enough to trust the mystery of God. We believe that death separates us from what has been, but unites us to what will be. We believe that death is the beginning of life and the beginning of the healing of all things. And we believe that we die, actually, every day in our baptisms, so that we might live these very promises and hopes of Revelation, that we might live the promises of that empty tomb, so that we might live the mysterious grace of a God that calls us holy, that we might live all of these things before our final dying day. And we will need not fear our final death, for no matter how it feels, we will know, we will be able to let go and know that we are entirely held in the mysterious life-giving love of God. Let it be. Amen.